Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director with South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Akilia McCain, who is leading the effort for the second annual Classic Chrysanthemum Concerto on September 15th, coming up here. So, Akilia, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I will tell you, this, when I first read about this event, it is such a cool event. And last year, if I'm not mistaken, was the first year of celebrating a Youth Poet Laureate in Gary. Am I right there?
Actually, it was this year. We crowned our first Gary Youth Poet Laureate in June of 2024. We're brand spanking new.
Exciting. So can I ask you, where did the inspiration for this event come from?
Well, I started the program a year prior. I am an operatic singer, classically trained, but I heard a podcast, We Regret to Inform You, and it was about Amanda Gorman. She's the very first National Youth Poet Laureate, and she was the first poet to read at the Super Bowl in 2021, and also she read an iconic poem at Joe Biden's inauguration.
I remember that.
In 2021. Yeah, so she garnered a lot of attention for that. I had a particular interest in her because I'm a speech pathologist, and she was very open about receiving speech therapy and overcoming challenges and now publicly speaking on these large stages. And I just thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to have a Gary Youth Poet Laureate? Wouldn't it be great to encourage our children in our community to really galvanize their language skills and give them something to shoot for? So I thought of using this concert that I had a prior year as a fundraiser for the Gary Youth Poet Laureate organization. So that's kind of how it came together.
Well, that is exciting. Now, you have crowned, so can you tell us about the very first Gary Youth Poet Laureate?
Yes, our very first is Paige Rhymes, like a piece of paper, Paige, and Rhymes. So we thought her name couldn't have been more apropos to be a poet. She was our very first Poet Laureate. We crowned her, and she received a $500 grant. She's being mentored by the Indiana Poet Laureate, who's a Gary native of Curtis L. Chrysler. So there were so many connections to Gary that it just felt very kismet and things came together quite quickly.
Well, that was, I mean, I can't say it enough. It was such an uplifting and just such a cool event and seeing that connection to Gary in our communities and our region here for that kind of talent, especially in an artistic area that probably isn't as common and you don't see it as much. And so what's your background in history with poetry and interest there? Is it come from your speech pathology background or do you have sort of a literary background?
Well, I am a speech pathologist. I've been practicing for a little under 30 years now, but I am also a singer, and simply put, a song is a poem set to music. And many of the songs that we sing, German Lieder, that's all poetry, all songs are poems. So I've always been attracted to that medium, and I work daily with students who have challenges with their reading and writing skills. So it's they're all kind of in my love, things that I love and enjoy doing.
I can understand
that. So it just kind of came together in that way.
Well, you champion it beautifully, without a doubt. So what can you tell us about the details for the second annual Classic Chrysanthemum Concerto?
We're holding that concerto at the Gary Aquatorium. It's such a beautiful location right along the shores of Lake Michigan. We are at that southernmost point of Lake Michigan, so you have beautiful views of the lake and Indiana Dunes National Park there. It's going to be held on Sunday, September 15th, and the doors open at 12 noon. The show starts at 1 p.m.
And how do people get tickets? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You can join us on our website, GaryYouthPoetLaureate.org, to purchase any tickets. And it's going to be a really great show. We'll have our Poet Laureate, Gary Youth Poet Laureate, Paige Rhymes. She's going to recite one of her poems. Our Indiana Poet Laureate has created a poem just for this event, so it will be read as well. I'll be there singing arias and art songs. And we also have two other opera singers, Kimberly Jones, Cornelius Johnson, Greg Gillis, who's a violinist. He's also a Gary native. And then Mr. Paul Dykstra, who's a world-renowned pianist, will be there accompanying us. So we're really excited to share this beautiful music with our community and in support of such a worthy cause, encouraging literacy among our students.
It sounds like just a beautiful, beautiful event, and what a gorgeous setting. So wishing you nothing but the best with that event. Again, Sunday, September 15th at the Gary Aquatorium at Marquette Park. It starts at 1 p.m. Akilia, I can't thank you enough for joining us today and sharing your story and a little bit more about the event. And thank you to all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. Thank you all.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.